say that Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is an ocean of nectarian memories. I'm at best a puddle, if I even try. As Maharaj was, well, as here in amongst the assembled devotees, sort of the past is reconstructed, I was trying to remember when I first came to Cape Town. And I first came to South Africa in 1995. So by then, obviously, Cape Town was up and running, a booming temple. I don't know if I came that first year, probably not, because I was not in good health at the time. Why would I go to such a cold place as Cape Town? So I think, but I was there when Yaso was the president, that I remember. So that must have been 96 then. Yeah, I definitely was there when you were there.
You were recuperating from that injury.
From that injury, yeah. Yeah, in Cape Town also. Yes. Yeah. And at that time, so in 96, the temple was still very dynamic. It was, compared to these days, there were a lot of devotees staying in the temple. It was quite full with devotees. First of all, yes, there was a serious group of ladies headed up by Rati Manjari who were very active. Book distribution was very strong. There was also a Brahmachari ashram that was quite full. There was quite a lot of resident devotees, and all the programs were therefore very lively. Now sometimes we become much more congregational in these days. And so sometimes it's a little lonely in Mongol IT. As they say, these days you have temples, maybe not in Cape Town, but you have temples where there are more deities from Mongolia than devotees. it gets like that sometimes. But that's maybe the changing of the times. We had, at that time, a lot of devotees coming out from being in the temple, going out from the temple, and it was quite alive. Also very creative. I remember many plays on Sunday feasts regularly. Regularly there were dramatic performances, which was just right, you know, that made it alive, and the visitors, they enjoyed it very much. Something creative and playful, it just fit. So, talking about the future, I think we should bring that back. We should bring back these creative activities and plays. When it comes to memory, I'm one of the worst cases. I forget everything about everything. Certainly, I don't have so many memories that come to the surface. And the stories and so on. But I liked it that many students over time were living in the temple. Maharaj described Sikhi Mahiti, who became the temple president. There was Nanda Kumar, and there were others there. Many whose names I also can't remember. I'm getting away. But it was that connection with the UCT is very old and very natural, because UCT is so close. In more recent years, somehow or other, Stellenbosch began to develop. And in a way, Krishna consciousness just took off. It just seemed that somehow or other, things were completely ripe, and Stellenbosch almost overtook UCT in terms of devotees and enthusiasm and so on. Still, I think that UCT is our natural target because it's so close. I think the formula of the past of students actually moving into the temple then was very successful. And why not again? That seems to be a nice approach. Because I don't remember much and I don't have so many stories. I guess because I was more a casual visitor and maybe not directly involved. I'll say some general things. In general, I must say that that devotional service is carried forward by devotees. This movement spreads by individuals. It doesn't spread by big, large propaganda arrangements, but it really spreads by individuals who take responsibility for something and then developing it. And it's very nice to hear how different devotees at a different point in time, what they were doing. It's not just all sweet memories, but it's how this movement is growing. It reminds me of the Bhagavatam and how the Ganga comes into the universe. And when the Ganga comes past the heavenly planets, then the demigods in Kumbhas are catching the Ganga and carry the Ganga on their head to bring it further into the universe. So in this way, I think the devotees have all helped to build this yatra, to establish this movement here, make many contacts. In more recent years, one person who's done a lot of preaching here is, and who is sort of missing today, is Raj Krishna, whose name I didn't hear yet, but I feel he really is someone who made so many contacts in all kinds of communities, everywhere in town. He knows all kinds of people, and it's very good like that. Besides that, he is a super kirtan leader and has contributed so much to kirtan. He has connected with many, many people. And I think he's one of the main preachers in Cape Town, and I also think he will be in years to come. Now his preaching is going beyond Cape Town. He's done many things. Took Ratiatras, Grahamstown, and everywhere. So in that way, I think in the future, I see a role for him, with Jojo Prabhu, the management is very stable after a long time, as I must say. You know, there's been Siki Mahiti was the manager, and then Dhruva, and then there was a committee for some time. And the committees, it's always difficult when committees are in charge, because when there's a committee in charge, in a way it means no one is in charge. And in another way, it's never clear who's in charge. And for a while it was like that. It really missed a head. And but when Jyoti came, things started to settle down, it became clear. So at that time, somehow or other, I've also started, since that time, I've been spending more time in Cape Town in the last, whatever it is. How long is that now? 4 years already. Yeah, I've been coming more than before. Hope to also continue that in the future. future. It is at this stage, I must say for me, Cape Town is a good situation at the moment. I get some peace of mind, and at the same time I can make a contribution. So I hope to also continue and contribute something.